live from the Fleet Farm Studios, back to the KQ Morning Show.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Neutromost Twin Cities in Plymouth bringing you more of the KQ Morning Show. We are sorry to have to report that Dave Dworkin, who was with 92 KQRS from 1978 to 1984, has passed away. Dave would have been 66 years old tomorrow. Dave's sister, Judy, was unusually blunt in releasing the circumstances of his death in the hope of shedding light on this killer disease that affects so many people. Quote from Judy, my brother David lost his long struggle with alcoholism yesterday. Dave was a bright, clever, entrepreneurial guy who loved traveling to warm climates, rock and roll, his cat, and making people laugh. When we were kids, he could always make me laugh by saying the word shish kebab. Who knows why? I miss him, but I know his struggle with this horrible disease is finally over. A memorial service will be planned in the next couple of months. Dave was a Twin Cities native who graduated from Highland Park High School in St. Paul and started his radio career in Appleton, Wisconsin. He worked in Indianapolis for a time before coming home to KQRS. Wally Walker in studio. Wally, you tried to drag his career down, didn't you?
I think I did a pretty good job, didn't I?
Yeah, you know, Now, I got to work with Dave for just a short time. As I said, I replaced him at 1500. It was my first big radio job, replacing Dave Dworkin at 1500. And then I didn't replace him, but he left in 85, and then I came in 86. So I followed Dave Dworkin a couple of times.
Dave was one of my favorite coworkers. I'll tell you that right now. We had a lot of fun. You remember probably, Tom, from the when in that time slot, what was it, 1978, when disco was huge, he picked up on Steve Dahl's thing. Steve Dahl at the Loop in Chicago, I believe he was at the Loop then, wasn't he, Steve?
And he I believe so.
Yeah. And he had the disco destruction thing at Comiskey Park. And Dave said, I wonder if that'd be a good idea for Minneapolis, St. Paul. And Dave spearheaded the disco destruction thing here locally. And it got to be pretty, we were doing really fun promotions at the time. And the funny thing is all of us here at the station, we didn't mind disco, but there was a core of people that just had enough of disco, because everything, even the Rolling Stones at that time were doing things like Miss You.
Yeah.
And Rod Stewart would do like Do You Think I'm Sexy. All the rock guys were saying, well, we better come out with something that sounds kind of like disco. So that was really big. And it got to a point where it was just overloaded disco, and the disco destruction thing just took off. It was huge. And Dave was a big part of that. He was doing afternoons at KQ at the time, so it was a good time. We had a good time back then.
Well, that's quite a statement to make, because you've been at KQ like 2-3 years now.
Yep.
So, you know, to say he's your favorite coworker of all time is hell of a tribute.
Tom, I said one. No, he really was. He was a great guy, and a little-known fact. This is probably why I ended up so unsuccessful in my life. Dave's mother.
Oh, that. Here we go.
Dave's mother was my English teacher at Edison High School of Minneapolis.
Really?
Yes.
And, I didn't know that.
We used to have, back in the day, back in the mid-70s, when I was attending, at that time, I don't know if it's normal now for teachers in high schools to have their very own refrigerator in their classroom. But Dave's mother had a refrigerator. She'd bring her lunch. And, of course, all the kids, we used to have fun with her. And we used to kind of, like, get in her refrigerator and hide her food. And, boy, did she get pissed. But, anyhow, she was a great English teacher. And we just had a lot of fun. English at Edison High School, I believe we called her Fran, you know. But her real name was Penny, I think, at the time. But that's kind of, you know, when you have Dave's mother as your English teacher, that's how you end up in radio. I'm just telling you that right now.
I suppose that's probably true. Yeah. I'll take a quick break, be back more with Wally Walker in just 60 seconds, talking about Dave Dworkin. And we'll hear a clip of Dave Dworkin's first show on KQ in 60 seconds. Tom giving you an update on my successful weight loss journey. I'm down 92.5 pounds, thanks to my friends at Nutrimost of Plymouth, the official and only provider of the Nutrimost program in Minnesota. I've never been down this road where I've lost so much weight and then keep it off. So now I'm on the Nutrimost Forever Maintenance Program. This program reminds me to keep hydrated, about healthy eating habits and what to eat. to keep at my healthy weight. That's 225. To find out how to be successful losing weight, attend the Nutrimost Twin Cities in Plymouth free dinner. It's on Monday, November 12th at 6:30 at Jake's in Plymouth. Nutrimost guarantees that you'll lose 20 pounds or more. Nutrimost helped me change my life, and they can help you too. But heads up, there are copycat programs claiming to be cheaper with the same results, but they don't take into account the detailed specifics of your body to customize the program for you. And I will tell you what, there was no mention of the Forever program from those people. Register for the Nutrimost Twin Cities in Plymouth. It's a dinner on November 12th. Call 763-333-7337, 763-333-7337. Nutrimost Twin Cities in Plymouth, bringing you more of the KQ Morning Show. Back to Wally Walker. How long did you work with Dave Dworkin?
I think we worked together for about 5 years or so. 5-6 years.
Did you do some socializing too?
Oh, yes, we did. But it was so long ago. You know, Tom, it's kind of a time warp now for me.
I know.
So
I know, man. I know.
You know? I mean, time seems to be moving quicker these days. I don't know why.
It kind of is, Wally, and it's not good news for most human beings.
Yeah,
Let me just say.
I get it.
Here is a clip from Dave Dworkin's first show on KQRS.
That is Al Stewart. That's from Time Passages on KQ, where we're going to be doing mini concerts for you tonight. You'll hear from Jackson Browne, the Doobie Brothers, and The Who tonight on KQ92. September 6, 1978, a day that will live in infamy, no doubt. This is Dave Dworkin with you, and good afternoon, everybody. This is my first radio show here at KQRS. Quite happy to be here. I have to tell you that I spent about 5 years trying to get here, and it would figure that my first day here I would have a cold. But I'm not going to let it get me down. We'll get right to music from Silk Degrees, Boz Scaggs on KQ92.
I wonder if that is, I imagine it probably is, you know, just from me listening to that. Dave was a hell of an announcer. Didn't go with a fake voice or anything like that. He was Dave Dworkin, and that's who he was. But it must be hard for families, I suppose, to tune in and listen to their cousin or their brother or whomever's voice. It's got to be interesting to hear you just lost your loved one yesterday, and there they are on the radio.
Right, right.
A weird thing.
Another thing about that era, there were a lot of KQ DJs. I think there was another one besides Dave and I. You know, it was Dave Dworkin, Wally Walker, and some other guy that had, you know, the Dublin. Everyone said, you guys use fake names, don't you? And I thought it was humorous all the time. I said, no, that, you know, our parents were responsible for this. We're not doing radio names. Everyone thought we were doing radio names because we had the, you know, the double D, the double W, and that thing going. But
oh, yeah, Wally Walker, Dave Dworkin. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and there was another one, too, at the time, and I can't remember, but they all thought, you guys are like the top 40 guys, you know, Jim Thunder, you know.
I like Jim Thunder. That's a good name.
Or the Catman, remember?
Catman. Yes, I do remember.
But he was
very calm on the air, if I remember.
Yeah, oh, definitely, definitely. Kind of a laid-back dude. That's why I like listening to him so much when I was in high school.
There you go. Yeah.
But no, exactly. Dave was just an incredible human being and a big loss because he was one fun guy. We had a lot of good times together.
Well, I'm really, really happy you stopped in to talk to us about Dave Dworkin. I just found out from John Lastman and from Scott yesterday, a little before noon, something like that. I was shocked. I mean, he was a very, very young guy, and, you know.
And I was, to be honest, quite frank with you, I was kind of shocked that he wasn't at our 50th anniversary thing, and I guess now I know why.
Okay. Yeah, he was ill. Yeah. He was ill. Plus, he never liked you. No, that's the other thing he told me.
A lot of people don't.
There's nobody that doesn't like Wally Walk, the WW.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. You can go to 92kqrs.com for a full tribute to Dave Dworkin. And thank you to Wally Walker. Wally, it's great of you to stop in.
Oh, it's nice being
here. Talk about your buddy. Mm-hmm. The weekend box office next, but first, here is Dave Dworkin from 1984.
And now, as just, you know, we want to keep the voters informed out there. So my cousin, whose voice sounds a heck of a lot like me, has come up with yet another last-minute interview with the candidates.
92 KQRS with your roving reporter, Geraldo Dworkin. Well, in just a matter of hours, Election 84 will be history, and we have a last-minute interview with both presidential candidates. Mr. Mondale, you are way behind in the polls, but you continue to run. Why is that? But how do you think you're ever going to get elected? President Reagan, if you could speak your true thoughts to Mr. Mondale, what would you say?
Just eat it, eat it.
And Mondale, if you could speak your true thoughts to Mr. Reagan, what would you say to him?
Old man.
Mr. Reagan, why is it you think you'd make a good president again? And what did you like most about being governor of California?
The KQ92 Morning Show.